Violence in the Congo is affecting Christian outreach. Ministry vandalism in Mozambique is a major setback. And an overseas urban Christian school model is coming to the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rebels in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo say they'll overthrow the government if it refuses direct talks with the Congolese government. 2 months of army rebel fighting has forced 250,000 people from their homes. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says civilians have fled into the woods. He says FHI is helping.
Food for the Hungry is currently in the process of shipping 275,000 family meals into eastern Congo, just south of the area where the fighting is taking place.
He says this kind of relief is important to seeing the gospel spread.
Our staff are trained to work with people and share their faith and to bring the love of Christ, even as they're bringing in food or doing agriculture training or health trainings. When people are in crisis, they're much more open to hearing the gospel.
FHI staff members have been evacuated several times but are back in the region. However, bags are packed in case they need to get out quickly. Meanwhile, severe flooding in Honduras has led to the UN to request $17 million in emergency aid for flood victims. Over 200,000 people were displaced by the flooding, and the aid money would provide food, shelter, health care, and sanitation for victims over the next 6 months. Compassion International's church partners have provided food and shelter to sponsored children and their families, as well as bedding and clothing. Pray for the children and their families affected by the flooding. You're listening to Mission Network News. In an Asian nation where ambiguity protects believers, the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports that opportunities for evangelism are opening through teaching English as a second language. One missionary wife is using a translation of Genesis to teach women how to read and write in their own language. Prayer is needed for a believer who's been accused of burning down a church built by missionaries. Pray for God's wisdom for those in authority. Meanwhile, newly discovered vandalism in Mozambique could complicate outreach for the Audio Scripture Ministry's recording team. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says
somebody had dismantled, lowered, and carried away at least 10 solar panels off the roof of the Bible College. It's a huge setback for the ministry right now. The entire power system, if you want to call it that, was built around the solar panels recharging the batteries, which in turn was used for powering all of the studio equipment.
The team's in a holding pattern. They're facing the challenge of coming up with the funds to replace the panels in order to continue this critical support to evangelism.
We'd like people to pray for the believers in this particular area. This is a new type of evangelism for them. It supplements their church planting and their Bible college and some of the other ministries that are there. But putting God's Word in audio for the many, many people that don't read is sort of a new thought.
And Worldwide Christian Schools' mission is to partner with the local population to help them develop Christian schools that are sustainable, open to the community, and are affordable.
We do see a difference between what's happening outside the United States and the Christ-centered education movement within the United States. And our goal is to make those two experiences more like each other.
Worldwide, Scott Vanderkoy says they're turning their attention to their own backyard, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The project called New School GR is still in the planning stages of creating an educational model. The goal? To leave a legacy of Christ in the urban areas.
If you look at the existing models within the United States and combine them with some of the success stories outside of the United States, we're extremely optimistic that we'll be able to come up with a model here for Grand Rapids and elsewhere that makes Christ-centered education more accessible for more children.
New School GR hopes to open its doors in 2010. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.